Welcome to the Consumer's Corner, where we're always in your corner. Every week, we uncover the sneaky strategies, hidden fees, and clever marketing ploys big businesses use to part you from your hard-earned cash. From shady contracts to misleading ads, we're here to shine a light on the tricks of the trade and arm you with the knowledge to fight back. So grab your notebook, pull up a chair. Here's your host, Michael Wood. The Consumer's Corner starts now.
Today, let's dive into one of the most critical issues facing every single one of us, energy. We'll expose how traditional oil companies are exploiting consumers and how the alternative energy sector might not be as green as they claim. Let's face it, whether it's filling up your car, heating your home, or running your business, oil is essential. And because we can't avoid using it, oil companies have incredible power over our lives. They control the prices, and frankly, we have very little to say in what we pay. Every time there's a geopolitical conflict or a natural disaster, oil companies raise prices at the pump, claiming their costs have gone up. Sounds reasonable, right? But here's where it gets shady. When crude oil prices rise by 10 to 15%, gasoline prices often spike by 25 to 30%. But when crude prices fall, well, those pump prices, they don't drop anywhere near as fast. That's not a coincidence. That's a strategy. They've figured out a way to pad their profits, and unfortunately, we're the ones paying for it. In fact, last year, ExxonMobil reported a record $56 billion in profit, up 45% from the previous year. Chevron, Shell, and other oil giants are raking in billions, while they claim they're just trying to cover costs. But those profits? They tell a different story. These companies have a monopoly on oil. There are just a handful of major players controlling the market, and because there's so little competition, they can keep prices high with no fear of losing customers. But here's where it gets even worse. They're not just raising prices, they're actively blocking alternatives. Oil companies are spending millions, yes, millions, lobbying against renewable energy policies, electric vehicle subsidies, and tighter emission regulations. Why? Because they don't want us to have choices. They want us dependent on them. But here's the kicker. Alternative energy companies? Not exactly the shining knights of sustainability they want you to believe. Sure, alternative energy sounds great, right? Solar, wind, electric cars, clean energy to save the planet. But many of those so-called green companies are just as bad as the oil industry. They're jacking up prices and capitalizing on your ignorance of new technologies. They're marketing their products as better for the environment, selling you a dream of sustainability. But at what cost? Take lithium, for example. Lithium is a key component in electric vehicles and home energy storage systems, but the price of lithium skyrocketed by 500% between 2021 and 2023. Why? Because demand is surging as more people switch to electric cars and solar energy systems. But here's the dirty little secret. Lithium mining is an environmental nightmare. It uses massive amounts of water, a precious limited resource, and contaminates nearby water supplies, making them undrinkable. And that's not all. Lithium mining also destroys ecosystems and habitats, endangering species that are already on the brink of extinction. Ironically, to get that lithium from point A to point B, you're still relying on fossil fuels. So much for green energy, right? But the fun doesn't stop there. Let's talk about solar and wind power. Both of these alternatives have their own environmental impacts that are often brushed under the rug. Wildlife displacement, especially for birds and bats, and the staggering amounts of waste that these systems generate is being swept under the rug by some companies. In fact, by 2050, it's estimated that 43 million tons of wind turbine waste and 78 million tons of solar panel waste will be sitting in landfills. That's not the worst part. Many of these alternative energy companies are exploiting consumers by offering financing for installation and equipment that promises to get you off the grid. Sounds great, right? You'll finally be free from high utility bills. But here's the catch. It's not as cheap as they make it seem. They offer free consultations, but once you sign the contract, you'll find that they've tacked on an initial consultation fee of around $10,000. And the costs don't stop there. These systems degrade over time. Solar panels lose efficiency. Batteries need replacement, inverters will need to be swapped out after 10 to 15 years. All of this adds up. And guess what? The more people that make the switch, the more the costs of servicing and maintaining these systems are going to rise. Just like the oil companies, alternative energy companies are motivated by one thing, getting more of your money. So what can we do about this? It might feel like we're stuck, but there are some steps that we can take to fight back. Start by cutting back on fuel use where possible. Yes, I know it's tough, but small steps like carpooling, using public transport, driving fuel-efficient vehicles can make a big difference over time. We can also demand transparency and accountability from these industries. Consumers have the power when we work together. Let's band together and demand that pricing reflects the actual cost to deliver these goods and services. At the end of the day, oil companies may control the market, and alternative energy is the new competitor after your hard-earned dollar. But the more we know, the better we can push back. We have power, America. Hold businesses accountable and stop buying into corporate excuses. We can turn the tide. Let's remind these corporations of an old principle they have conveniently forgotten. Treat others the way you want to be treated. That's it for this week's Consumer Corner. I'm Michael Wood. Live long, shop local, and keep fighting for a fairer future. See you next time.